Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Got an exciting call tonight. Going to be talking about a very important subject, leading with the products and leading with the business. But before we do that, I got several important announcements, starting with the winner of our 20 free gift cards. Every week, we give away $1,000 worth of retail value, $200 worth of wholesale value with our free gift card contest. All you have to do is get one of your gift cards redeemed. That gets your name in the hat. We randomly choose one person, and this week it was Matthew Griffin, new distributor out of Austin, Texas, had a couple of cards redeemed. One of his was the winner, and so congratulations to Matthew. For those of you who were in Chicago and saw Dave Sandoval, thanks so much for joining him. I heard the turnout was great. Dozens and dozens of health professionals, customer and distributor prospects, lots of high-level folks there in Chicago, and we'll be announcing additional events coming up throughout the fall. The big event that everybody's invited to is the Builders Retreat, and we put together a promotion, a really fun and simple promotion, and rather than getting into the details of the promotion, I just want to talk a little bit about the importance or potential importance of being at that retreat. And I've been with several network marketing companies over the past 20 years as a sales and marketing executive, and one of the companies that I was with was a company that was based out of Colorado, and I remember our first event that we did was up in the mountains here in Colorado, a little place called Estes Park, and it was kind of like a retreat, kind of like what we're going to be doing at Purium, and there were a couple of dozen folks that were there, and the company really took off. And we got up to over $70 million a year in sales fairly quickly. And, we went from a little mom-and-pop company where everybody knew each other's name, kind of like the Cheers bar, if you remember the TV show, to a company in which there were thousands and thousands and thousands of distributors. And one of the badges of honor, one of the things that people always talked about was I was at Estes Park. I was one of the founders. I was one of the first people who was there. Now, obviously, Purium's been in business for a long time, so we wouldn't use the term founder. But this is a retreat that Dave has not opened up to our field organization very often. And so in some ways, this Builders Retreat is an opportunity to be one of the first as this company starts to really take off where you can rub shoulders with the owner and the founder of the company, where you can really soak in the environment that Dave has created at the retreat. And I know when I talk to him, when he's up at the retreat, he just has a different feel to him. He's just much more relaxed and much more himself. And so it's going to be a fun few days. And it's going to be filled with hiking and whitewater rafting and super healthy food, and lots of great information and education, lots of camaraderie, lots of opportunities to take photos, and those photos in turn can turn into business building for you, because it's not every day that you get to hang out with an owner of a company. It's not every day that you go to his private 160-acre retreat and have him cook meals for you. And so when you go in and have this kind of experience, there's lots of benefits. There's the benefits to your body and your spirit and your commitment level to the company, but there's also promotional value as well. And so being part of the community, being part of the culture, having that personal connection, then when you need something at a later date, when you call upon Dave for a favor or an idea or a concept, he knows you. He's spent time with you. He's hung out with you. He cares about you. And so this is a big deal. And the requirements, like I say, I'm not going to go into the details, but they're fairly straightforward. And anybody in this business, whether you just joined or you've been in the company 7 years, you have the opportunity to build your business, enroll a handful of people, and be there at the retreat. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm planning on being there, and we're going to learn a lot, have a lot of fun, do a lot of bonding. And I really, really hope that that's something on your agenda over the next couple of months, is to be focused on what you need to do and do the things you need to do to get there. So one of the things that's going to help you to get there is our new Micah Miracle product. And We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight as we talk about leading with the product or leading with the opportunity. And one of the things, I talked with a great distributor, somebody I've known for a long time, a prospect who's looking at Purium right now. And one of the questions he asked me is, well, you know, where are you going with Purium? You know, you're kind of a nutrition and, you know, Whole Foods company, and you've got this new Micah Miracle product, and, you know, and it was an interesting comment, an interesting question, and I think that, you know, once I started to share with him the ideas that I have, this is my own personal ideas, about, you know, what's wrong with our food supply, what's wrong with our water supply, why our life expectancy is going down, and that, you know, there are problems. There's no question, because the results of our overall health let us know there are problems. You know, it opened his eyes. So we're going to talk a lot about plugging in and being passionate about what you do and how you do it. And one of the things that it shows up from a business perspective that I'm really appreciative of is from the company's perspective. You know, we extended month end to noon on Monday so that you had an extra half a day to finish out your July and make sure that all the business from the weekend came in. And that's the sort of stuff that a passionate owner in Dave and Amy, a passionate ownership group, does for their field and does for their team. And so I just wanted to thank them and recognize them for that. And that leads us right into our training for tonight in emulating their passion for their business, their belief in their field organization, and the desire to help people to earn income. There are two ways to approach prospects as it relates to what we have here at Purium. One is to lead with products, and the other is to lead with opportunity. And over the years, I've heard people pose this as an either-or question. Like, either you lead with the product, and that's right, or you lead with the opportunity, and that's wrong. Or vice versa. Either you lead with the opportunity, and that's right, or you lead with the product, and that's wrong. And I don't believe it's an either-or question. I believe it's an and question. And I believe it's an and question, meaning you should be able to lead with both the product and the opportunity for lots of reasons. Number one is it appeals to more prospects, because even though your natural tendency might be to be passionate about the product, you may be talking to somebody whose passion is the opportunity, it's the business. And so if you know nothing about the compensation plan, if you could care less about the gift card marketing system, then you're going to turn that person off or at least not be able to connect with them. It also allows you to give a more complete presentation. And so, you know, some people want to hear all the information. And so if you only talk about the products, they may not even know there's a business attached to it. Or if you only talk about the business, they may not know why the opportunity of, you know, and your passion for the products is so big. It also allows you to teach more people, because if somebody has a deep passion for the product and they want to get started and do the business, and you teach them only how to present the opportunity, they may be confused or may get frustrated or may not be successful. So I think it's a really important saying. One of my favorite sayings in sales and in network marketing is, stop convincing, start connecting. And it's really about fit. It's your style and their needs. And the more adaptable you can be, the more passionate you can be about both the product and the opportunity, the more knowledgeable you can be about both the product and the opportunity, the better off that you're going to be. And you don't have to know everything about everything, but it'd be good to at least know where to point somebody to get the information. So if you don't ever want to be a compensation plan expert, no problem. Then just at least know exactly on the website where to point them to get the compensation plan PDF. And so that helps them educate themselves, and you know, that's important too. So let's talk about how and why you would lead with product, and then let's talk about how and why you'd lead with opportunity, some of the differences, and ultimately, you kind of get what you look for. I mean, if you're very business-oriented, very opportunity-oriented, very serious, very money-oriented, then you're probably going to get a lot of people who look and feel that way. If you're very product-oriented, very health-oriented, very passionate about the result of eating superfoods, drinking super water, living a healthy life, you're probably going to get a lot of folks who look and feel that way. And so, again, the more balanced you can be, the more you can relate to more people and not turn off the folks that may be great in their own way in your business. But here's probably why people lead with product. And why they lead with product, first and foremost, is it's their passion. Secondly, it's because it's easier. You know, product is something tangible. You can try it, you can taste it, you can experience the Power of 10 or the Whole Food Meal or any of the great products that we have, our new Mica Miracle Water. You can try it, you can experience, you can demonstrate it. It's something you can touch and feel. Another reason that people like to lead with product is because if somebody comes in through the product door and they become attached to the product and the benefits of the product, even if they don't have success in the business, if their intention is to make money but they don't make money, chances are they'll stay with the business a longer time because they're going to stay with the product a longer time. So it's a retention-oriented business. You'll find yourself saying things like, you've got to try this. You've got to try this product. And so it's very experience-oriented, and that's why the gift cards are so great for a product-oriented person, is because we have so much confidence in our product that we allow people to experience it for just the cost of shipping and handling. That is a program that's very, very unique, and if you are product-oriented, it's an easy way to get lots of customers and lots of distributors, is to let them experience the product. And I had somebody ask me today, you know, what's the most effective way of handing out a gift card? And I think the question was, you know, kind of how much do I screen the person? How much do I sort and sift, or do I just give the cards out? And my answer to them was, if you see lots of people, if finding prospects are easy for you, extreme example, you're a chiropractor who sees 10 patients a day, then I'd be very selective as to the people that I would give out a gift card to, because you could go through a lot of gift cards pretty quickly if you're seeing 10 people a day that are all prospects. If you don't see lots of folks, you know, if you have been in lots of network marketing opportunities over the last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, and your reputation with your friends and prospects may not be so great, well, then giving out gift cards to lots of people and letting them experience it, giving something of value and trying to build back trust, may be a better way to do things. So, you know, again, we'll go into more detail at a later time about how to hand out gift cards. But bottom line is, if you're a product-oriented person, this gift card marketing system is a dream, because you're able to share the product simply. And in conjunction with that, you want to share your product testimonial. You want to share your specific results, preferably in a specific time frame. And if you don't have results, definitely you want to look at the website, look at some of the amazing testimonials we have on people that have had tremendous results. One of my favorites is Shelly Barron. Shelly's 80-plus years old. He was on the anabolic fast, which is meant to be a seven-day fast, 600, 700 calories. He was on it for 110 days. So when an 80-year-old man can be on a fast for 110 days, it tells you something about the power of these natural products. So, you know, have your own testimonial, and also at your disposal, have other testimonials as to how these products have helped your life. That's what it means to be a product seller, to be a product promoter. And oftentimes, if you're a product promoter, you'll say, I just found out, blah, 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 blah. And the I just found out line is perfect for Mica Miracle. When we have a new product to promote, especially one that's a category creator like Mica Miracle, it's the perfect time to go back through your entire list of folks and say, hey, you wouldn't believe this. I just found out there's this new product out there that can actually clean water better than a water filter. You can carry it anywhere, you know, with you, and it costs about 10 cents a glass of water instead of $1 to $2 for a bottle of water. What? Here, come on, let's go. I'll meet you down at the coffee shop. I'll meet you over at my office, and I'll show you what this thing can do. You wouldn't believe it. So that's how product sampling, using the gift card, using Mica Miracle, and creating excitement and energy about, I just found out about a product. You got to try this. Now, if you're an opportunity seller, the reason that people like to be opportunity sellers, number one, is the economy right now is so tough. it's unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes, that more people are looking for additional income. Bottom line, I don't know if you saw the statistic today, but consumer spending was down for the first time in 2 years. Stock market lost hundreds of points, down under 12,000. So we avoided this debt ceiling crisis that's been in the news, paralyzing people for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks. And everyone thought, oh, once we raise the debt ceiling, that the stock market is going to go up, and the stock market went down. So the United States has some serious problems. Our unemployment rate's at 9.2%. And the average American now is spending 23% of his or her income on food and gasoline. 23% for the average person, which means you know that there are millionaires and multi-millionaires that spend a fraction of their income on food and gasoline, which means that a lot of folks are spending 25, 30, 35, 40% of their income on food and gasoline, which means people need additional money. Bottom line, I can bore you with statistics about how 25% of everyone in the United States right now, their net worth is less than zero. And back in 2007, that number was 18%. So we went from 18% of the people to more than 25% of the people who now have a negative net worth. Our average household debt, excluding our house, average household debt is now $75,000 per household, whereas the average household only makes about $50,000 to $55,000, which means that we owe more than we make in an entire year. How are you going to save for college? How are you going to save for retirement when that's going on? So opportunity sellers are very excited right now because there are lots of folks that need additional income. And when you're an opportunity seller, you often say things like, you've got to hear this, you've got to see this, rather than you've got to try this. Their focus is on duplication, about excitement, about urgency, about painting a picture. And bottom line is that most people, when push comes to shove, believe it or not, are more passionate and more urgent about their income than they are about their health. And, you know, I know a lot of folks on the phone who are very health-oriented shake their head and say, how can that be? But that's just a reality, is that, you know, you have to look at your bank account on a regular basis. You get, you know, bills in the mail on a regular basis. So, you know, if you have debt problems, it causes stress on a regular basis for folks. It's an acute pain. And we have a low-cost, high-upside opportunity, again, with a simple way to share how this business works, which is our gift card marketing system. Because as much as people are upset about their financial situation, most people don't have lots of time. So even if you're looking for additional income, most people don't know how they'll find the time to make more money. And that's one of the things that's fantastic about our gift card marketing system and what we offer at Purium. That's another thing that's cool about the Mica Miracle product, is it's a category creator. You know, bottled water is a $15 billion industry. So if you're an opportunity seller, you talk about market size and you talk about situations that create timeliness and create urgency. Things like, you know, there were, I think, 30, almost 40 people who died in Germany from contaminated sprouts, from E. coli on sprouts, and the company in the last week just put out a new document that shows Mica Miracle kills E. coli, it denatures E. coli. So, you know, anything you can do to make your business exciting, different, urgent, and you connect with people around this idea of, I just found out, and the power of questions of, you know, what if I gave you 2 weeks worth of product for free? What if I could show you how you could start a business for a relatively small amount? What if I told you that this company is having a retreat and you're starting, you could start today and actually be on this retreat with the president and owner of the company? So there are lots of things, lots of tools that you have in your tool chest, but the most important tool of all is your enthusiasm. It's your passion, it's your personal story about why you're doing this, what the products have had as a result, if you've earned some income or know folks that have earned income, or how simple it is to hand out gift cards, anything you can do to help people to understand this is fun, this is easy, this is possible, this is not, does not take a lot of time. And that you can be part of something. You can be part of a team that's growing, part of the team that's on the move, and then you don't want to miss out. And that you want them to be part of this, that you want them in your business, that you believe in them, and that you think they can be successful. And bottom line is, you only need a handful of folks who are ready, willing, and able to share the products, share their product story, share the opportunity story, hand out gift cards, hand out Mike a Miracle, and you know, don't overcomplicate this. You get paid to promote. You share something of value, and hopefully, on a regular basis, you plug yourself into this idea that I have something of value here. This Mike a Miracle is a unique product. That's a tremendous value. This gift card marketing system and the ability to hand out free weight loss products, two-thirds of Americans are overweight. Get passionate about that. One-third of Americans are obese. Get passionate about that. Make that your calling. If you're not overweight, if you're not obese, you know, or if you, better yet, if you've been overweight and you've lost weight, especially on Purium products, then let people know about it or get into better shape. Even if you're in good shape, get into better shape. Use the next 30, 60, 90 days. Use the control weight loss system. Control your appetite. Build your muscle. Do the things you need to do to have your business exude out of you, and you can be a walking billboard for who you are and what you do, and the two can merge together. And that's, you know, something that's beautiful. I mean, it's not work when you're having fun doing it. And so, you know, get passionate about the opportunity to help other folks. Get passionate about the opportunity to not be one of the statistics in our terrible health system and in our terrible economy. And the more personal and the more specific you can be, the more unique people will feel about your product and your opportunity, and they'll feel like they can't get it anyplace else. You know, if you listen to a good comedian is funny because they connect, because they tap into something that's real for you and real for them. And that's what it's about. It's stop convincing and start connecting. And the more that you can connect about the product, and the more that you can connect about the opportunity, the more that you can share specific examples, the more that you can be consistent and coherent and live the lifestyle that you believe is an entrepreneur's lifestyle, that is a healthy Purium lifestyle, the better it's going to be for you first and foremost, and the easier it's going to be to share with other people. So should you lead with the product? Absolutely. Should you lead with the opportunity? Absolutely. As the situation presents itself. So try to be flexible. Whichever you're more passionate about, certainly you can lean that way. Use Mike a Miracle and the timeliness of it to say, hey, you got to try this. I just found out about this new product. I'd like to show it to you. Or if you're promoting opportunity, you wouldn't believe this. You got to hear this. You got to see this. You wouldn't believe that, you know, this, what this product can do and what it can mean, taking this out into the marketplace with a first mover advantage. We're the first and only company that has it. We have a network marketing exclusive on it. I'd like to show you what it is. I'd like to send you a sell sheet. I'd like you to hear about it. Why don't you join us on Thursday night? And so that's how I'll leave this call tonight, is 48 hours from now, same time, same number. We go through the business opportunity presentation. We talk about products. We definitely talk about opportunity. We talk about superfoods. We talk about super water. We talk about Mike a Miracle, Power of 10, control weight loss system. And, you know, if you're passionate about anabolic fasting, get passionate about it. If you're passionate about I had somebody tell me that they took the Green Kamut 10 years ago and went on the internet seeking out that product because it was the only thing that could stop their heartburn, the Green Kamut. The only thing that could stop their heartburn started back up again, and they sought out our products 10 years later. I mean, you know, it's amazing stuff. Dave does some amazing formulation. He has an amazing passion and commitment for health and wellness and what he puts in these products, and I hope you appreciate that, and I hope you just share that. That's what you get paid to do, is promote this business, hand out some gift cards, talk to people about Mike a Miracle, and hopefully you got a couple of good ideas. And most importantly, be with us at the Builders Retreat. So if you're not 100% clear as to what you need to do to qualify, take a look at that flyer, look on the website, and make sure that you know what you need to do. Because if you choose not to be there, that's fine, but it would be a shame to think